Hi, welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green, and today's guest is Syed Hashimi. Syed, welcome to the show.
Hey, Robert. Great to be here. Thank you.
Syed is a program manager on the web team and a friend of Channel 9. He's been on previous shows here, including Webcams TV with the inestimable Brady Gaster as the host.
Right. That
Brady
is true, yeah.
Told me about you, said, oh, Syed should be on your show to show off his extension. And then I emailed you, signed you up, and then Brady, like a day later, said, hey, I got a cancellation. Can Syed be on my show? And I said, no, he's my guest. Yeah. Get your own.
He's like that, you know. He's always trying to, he's like a vulture, you know. Try to take what he can get, man.
But I'm nimbler. He's bigger than I am, but I'm smaller than him, so I move faster.
More agile.
So anyway, I won that battle, and Syed is here today to show us the Slow Cheetah extension.
Right. That is right.
So Slow Cheetah is a Visual Studio extension that works in 2010 as well as 11.
Yes.
Very cool.
Right.
And so you'll show us what it is, what it does. But before we get to there, where'd the name come from?
The name, Cheetah. It was inspired by a Red Hot Chili Pepper song.
Okay.
Right.
And does it relate to what the thing does, or is it just a cool name?
Not at all.
No. Awesome.
I've always, you know, several years ago when I was working at a previous company, I thought to myself, hey, it would be a great name to have a product that's called Slow Cheetah.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, at that time, the owners of the business would not let me release a product with that name. So I've always been looking for
a good
excuse to have it.
Named after somebody else's song by a real band, right?
Yep.
Who probably has real lawyers working for them.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, but, you know, I'm a peon. They're not going to come after me.
not for this. Not for an extension.
Yeah, right.
And if they have a problem with it, we'll get them on the show. We can chat. They
yeah,
can
of course.
Perform, and it'll all be good.
In the worst case scenario, I figure I'd get some backstage passes out of it.
There you go. The worst case scenario. Right. All right. So what does Slow Cheetah do?
Well, let me go back to Visual Studio 2010. So in 2010, on the website, we released what's called Web Config Transforms.
Okay.
So if you're familiar with those, you can easily transform your web config when you publish or package your web application. And the syntax is very easy to actually create these transforms because essentially what you do is you copy and paste what you want in web config, then put that inside a transform, and then just add a couple XML attributes to it, and then it goes on like that.
So for those who are unfamiliar with that, you're transforming the web config into what, and what's the scenario?
So the scenario there is, let's say you have an environment that you're publishing to. Let's say it's a test environment. When you publish, we will transform your web config based on your build configuration. So in that case, you could probably say, hey, I've got debug set up to go to my test environment. So you can go ahead and configure your web.debug.config to actually perform all the transformations.
Okay.
And then let's say you've got another environment, production, and you publish to that environment with the release build configuration.
Okay.
So you could have some, you could have a different set of transforms inside that file that would get kicked off. So after we released that, we heard a number of people saying, hey, I really need, you know, the web config transforms are great, but I also am wondering why does this not exist for app config.
There's other .config
and
files out
other XML files. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So when I first started this effort, I actually was starting to try to see if I can get the config transforms for all projects baked into the VS11 product.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, despite my best efforts, I was not able to do that.
Okay.
But so then I said, hey, you know, if the product teams are not going to be able to make it happen, then I can just go ahead and make it happen, you know, on the side.
That's what the extensions are for. That's what the Visual Studio Gallery is for. Right.
Exactly. And then, you know, after I've actually been working on this and have released it and got some feedback, I've actually come to the conclusion that I can do better than the product teams anyways.
Oh.
Because, you know, if we had those teams do it, they would just kind of do it for a certain set of scenarios, and you'd have to wait until Visual Studio released and so on and so forth. But since I put it out into the gallery, people can start adopting it with 2010. And then they can give feedback on other scenarios too, which may have been missed.
Right. And they can send all their enhancements requests to you instead of someone else.
Right, exactly. And, you know, a majority of this actually is open source, so people can contribute back if they want.
Oh, cool.
Right.
All right. Cool. Let's see it.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, cool. All right, so this is the project page on the Visual Studio Gallery.
Yep.
And then I'll show you some of the parts in VS 11, and then I'll show another set of parts in 2010.
Excellent.
Okay, cool. So when I mentioned web config transforms, I said, hey, these are only going to kick in when your web project is published or packaged. We actually received a significant amount of feedback saying, hey, I would really want the transforms to get kicked in when I do an F5.
Okay.
So the scenario there saying, hey, I've got, like, let's say different connection strings inside my web config, and then when I F5, based on the build configuration, I want to connect to different databases. we did look at actually doing that on F5, but there's like a significant amount of tooling that is hard-coded to web config. Mm. And it expects it to be there, and it doesn't expect it to kind of change under the hood.
Okay.
So we weren't able to do that for web projects. But the way that the client projects are set up, when you build, all the output goes to a different directory. So this is easily accomplished with those client projects.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I have. So here I've got a WPF project. And let me go ahead and open up the app config so we can see what does that look like. So here we've got app config. I just have a sample set of data here. It's pretty basic. A few different app settings. We can see all my settings here have the word default because this is just the default app config that we've got. And then I've got a connection strings config source that points to a different file. I'll show you how does that tie in. And then if I expand app config, I've got these transforms that all of a sudden show up. The way that I added these transforms, I right-clicked and said add transform.
Okay.
This is a gesture that Solocheeta will provide for any XML file on VB or C#.
XML file.
Yeah, right. It's
so
actually
not just config files.
Right. Yep. So what we do is we special case .config and .xml, but for any other file, what I actually do is when you right-click, I'll figure out, hey, is this file an XML file or not, and then expose the command. Yep. So we can take a look at the debug. So here, inside my debug, it looks exactly like the normal configuration file. There's a couple differences here. I've got the XDT namespace defined. Mm-hmm. That brings in all your transform items. And then we can see I've got my app settings here. And then I've just got my transform. So here I say replace, and then locator match on key. So what this is really doing behind the scenes is it's taking the structure of the XML document that is here and then creating XPath expressions based on not only the inherent structure, but also on this locator.
Okay.
So what we're doing here, we created a app setting that's called app name, and it's under configuration app settings add. And what we're saying is I want to replace the item that has the same key as what is here.
Right.
So basically replace app name. And then I've got that for the other three.
And you're going to be replacing it with WPF demo debug.
Debug.
So that's the value you're replacing with.
Yes.
Yep.
Exactly. Okay. Right. Yep. Okay, before I run it, let me go ahead and show you guys the connection strings.config that I've got. It's actually very similar to this as well.
Okay.
So here I've got a default connection string. It's not even actually needed because it's never going to be used. But we can see here it's got the word default in it as well.
I'm already thinking of an enhancement.
Okay, yeah, all right. What is it?
So I am working on the same project on multiple machines, and let's say I'm talking directly to SQL Server. The name of the server is the name of the machine. So wouldn't it be nice if I had a transform that could detect the machine I'm on?
Sure.
Because you can get the name of the machine and then just change the connection string.
Yeah, that's right.
Build.
That's interesting. That is actually interesting, and I have heard some feedback about this saying, hey, I want to be able to create variables that I feed into these transforms. I think that might be something to look at.
Okay.
But, yes, that would definitely be, you know, like a feature enhancement. I'd have to really kind of think it through. That would be kind of interesting. But if I did that, I'd also have to make sure that it worked for web config too. But so yeah, that is
yeah, ideally.
Because I don't want like a disparity of feature set there. But the good thing is I'm on that team, so I can kind of you know help influence those guys too.
So that's good. Yep. Okay. Cool.
Okay. Cool. So then I just showed inside this file I've got debug, and then inside the release one it says release. So now I'm building on debug, and then I'm going to go ahead and hit F5. Okay, so this is just a WPF project that kind of shows all the app settings and connection strings and all that kind of stuff. Okay, wow. So here's what I got. Here's what I have. So I've got app settings. We can see it shows debug, mm-hmm. and then we've got debug over here. And then here's your entire config content.
Awesome.
So let me explain how I actually would have done this before if I didn't have this this extension. So previously, what I would have inside my app config are all my connection strings, and I would be constantly going in and commenting and uncommenting. And then, you know, you would F5, and then realize, hey, I'm connecting to the wrong database, and, you know, I got to
close the debugger. You'd have multiple copies, which you would wind up, you know, losing track of because they're all named the same, and you'd actually put the debug version in the non-debug folder, and it's just a giant mess.
Right, and then you end up checking it in, and, you know, all hell breaks loose, basically.
Right.
Right, so this is what we're trying to avoid.
Excellent, excellent. Yep.
So now I've actually built it and ran it on debug. Mm-hmm. We can see debug shows up here. So now what happens if I switch to release and then start running there? Okay. So it's going to go ahead and do the rebuild. And now we can see release actually starts showing up. So there's actually a lot that's really kind of going on here. So. Mm-hmm. For instance, you know, when you do an F5, I've transformed app config, but I've also transformed connection strings.config.
Right.
And after you set this up, you don't really have to think about it anymore. You know, it all just works. Yep. And, you know, I've actually got a good number of downloads and a significant number of positive feedback. I'm attributing a lot of that to being that the people really like the how easy it is to create these transforms themselves.
Yes.
And you know, now this is just kind of you know, the icing on the cake. And I've just showed you a C# project.
So it's keyed off of the build, debug and release.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. Exactly.
Are there capabilities of basing it off of other things as well?
There could be, but I'm not sure what I could actually base that off of. That's what I was really trying to get at.
I guess conditional compilation strings or something like that.
Yeah, it might be kind of interesting.
Because then I could, you know, my scenario was I want to point it at a particular database or I want it to act like it's on a different server.
Right.
Or even potentially point it to different web services or something.
Right.
You know, because I've got an application that I'm building that is calling a WCF service, which for development purposes is on the same machine. So the name of the machine is hard-coded. Mm-hmm. And then I move it off one machine and work on it on another machine.
That's right.
If it was on the... manually change that.
Yeah, if it was on the same machine, what I would suggest to do there is just to use localhost, or you could also do, like, tricks with the host file to make it think that it's the same machine.
You can use localhost in Windows 8, though.
That's actually a good thing. So this actually doesn't work for the Windows 8 apps.
Oh.
But I haven't really played around a whole lot in that space. I would love your feedback for, hey, how could this work in Windows 8? And definitely, you know, give me a pointer. And, you know, if you want, you can always contribute to it as well.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Be careful what you ask for.
Exactly, right.
Yeah. All right, cool. So that was a WPF app?
This is a WPF app that I've written in C#. Obviously, it works for VB as well, but let me show you a couple other scenarios that work here. So, actually, it works for F# projects, so I'll go ahead and show you that.
Okay.
But after I'm done showing you the demo for the F#, I'm actually going to show you the coolest feature in VS 11. And it's actually related.
Okay.
It's actually related to the Slow Cheetah. All right, so I've got an F# project here. I've got app config. This is very similar. I just have the default values, and debug says debug, release says release, basically. So let me go ahead and show you this F# demo. So set a startup, go ahead and do an F5. here we can see it's printing out release because I'm building on release. And then the same thing would happen if I switched it to debug. Excellent. Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right, now, this is the coolest feature in VS 11. So it's actually implemented in VS 11 itself. You will only see it in the final release of VS 11. But if you want it before then, you could grab my slow cheetah and you'll get the same feature.
Okay.
So when we created these webconfig transforms, we heard a lot of feedback from people saying it's really difficult to debug these transforms because I have to either package or publish my app. It would be really cool if I could somehow preview the results of this. Okay, so here I've got web.config and my transforms. I can just do a right click and say preview. And then we'll open it up in this cool diffing tool.
That's very nice.
So on the left, we can see, hey, I've got webconfig. Mm-hmm. And then on the right, we can see the transformed webconfig, and it tells you what it was transformed by.
All right.
Right. Yep. And then we could actually, if you didn't like how this view works, we can change the view to either side by side, which is what we have. We can see the inline diff mode.
Is that inline mode? Is that feature Visual Studio?
Yes. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Exactly. Here's the thing. This
I did
actually
not know that.
This was created by the TFS team.
Yeah.
So if you're not using TFS, then basically the only exposure that you're probably going to get to this particular feature is from the webconfig transforms.
Okay.
So I'm more than happy to take
credit
for all that.
All right. So that's okay. I get it. So that's where the inline mode came from.
Right.
That's from TFS.
Yep.
Okay.
Pretty much.
I do use TFS, but I don't spend a huge amount of time comparing files because I'm usually the only one working on the project.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
Okay.
And we also have a preview feature in Slow Cheetah for Visual Studio 2010. It just used the built-in diffing tool over there.
Yep.
But this is definitely the coolest feature in VS 11.
Even
this
more
preview.
Cool than Quick Launch.
I look at Quick Launch as being a set of features.
Even more cool than the Solution Explorer showing you classes inside files. I will say it's a very cool feature.
Right. Those things are pretty cool, but you know the.
I'm not going to anoint it number one.
The diffing is definitely the coolest feature in VS 11 for sure. Yep, hands down. I don't think anybody would argue with that.
It's not worth arguing about. You're
exactly.
right.
Exactly. Okay, cool. So I've showed you that. Another question that I received after I released the update, a lot of people started asking me. They said, "Hey, this doesn't work with Click Once. What's going on here?" Mm. You know, I actually wrote a book on Click Once and MS Build, but my brother wrote all the Click Once stuff. So you know, I'm actually not really that familiar with Click Once. But I kind of you know dug into their MS Build tasks and targets and all that sort of stuff and. I actually think it's a bug in Click Once, but I went ahead and fixed it in my Slow Cheetah stuff. So if I publish this with Click Once, we can see that it'll get kicked off as well. So right now I'm in release mode.
Mm-hmm.
So let me go ahead and do a publish. Oh, this is actually the web project. Let me go ahead and do a publish on the WPF project. I've actually never tried this from VS 11. Okay, cool. All right, so let me go see. Let me go ahead and do that, and then I'll go ahead and open the folder, and we'll take a look at the result. So, actually, you know, I really do like ClickOnce. I think it's a cool
awesome.
Technology.
It's one of the most underrated features ever.
Right. I agree. Oh, I got some network error. That's okay. Let me just give it Okay, that's right. I've got the wrong machine name there. That's why. Let's go public share. I'll just do 01, basically. All right, let's try that out again. All right, some network issues there. Okay, UNC, yes. All right, let's try it again. Okay, cool. All right, so now it's publishing. The publish has succeeded.
Mm-hmm.
I can go ahead and install this guy, and then we'll see essentially the same result. So when you publish it from the Click Once, we'll see that now I see the release and all that sort of stuff.
Release, there it is.
Right.
Awesome.
Yep. So for Click Once, you could kind of think maybe, hey, I've got a click once that I'm giving to two different customers, and they have to use different settings, whether it be database or WCF configuration or whatever it is, you know, and then you could kind of publish on debug to one place and then publish on release to a different group.
Yeah.
And
again, it works with any XML file. So it could be the web config, the app config. Yep. It could be anything in the app config. You mentioned WCF. That's a great candidate.
Yep.
It could be just your own custom settings or preferences that you're storing in an XML file.
Yeah, that's right. Anything. Yep. It could be any old XML file, whatever namespaces you might have on them. It just works, basically.
You could also swap out your sample data that way.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep, for sure. Yeah, exactly. You could even...
So my debug sample data is this, my release sample data is that.
And right.
All kinds of things you could do with this.
Yeah, right.
Very cool.
It's never ending, man. That's another thing I was going to go ahead and show you guys, too, is that for setup projects in Visual Studio 2010, I received the same feedback. People saying, hey, I'm using setup projects, but it doesn't pick up my transforms. What's going on over here? So that's another thing that now works, too. So if you download the latest version, if you've got transforms in your original projects, when you create the MSI from the setup project, everything will just happen there.
Excellent. Yep. How many versions are you into this now?
Let's go back to the page here. I think it's the fourth version. I actually just published it last night have like the preview support and some click once updates and setup project updates and stuff like that. Yep.
And is there a long list of things you're hoping to add to it?
There is a backlog.
Okay.
Right. The next thing that I'm actually looking at right now is this is especially important because I'm in the Azure Application Platform and Tools team. A number of people are asking for the app config to be transformed for Azure worker roles. So that was something that I looked at. I actually looked at it last night, the day before last night. I thought it would be like a quick fix because I thought I understood what the problem was going to be.
Yeah.
But it ends up to be different than what I imagined. Oh, so it's going to take like, you know, some more investigation and that's pretty much it. So that should be maybe about a week or two. Hopefully maybe before this airs, I'll have a build out for that.
Okay.
But I probably won't publish it onto the site for maybe another few weeks.
Okay.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah. Is there anything that you're looking for to get in here? Besides the variables,
besides the things that I've thought up already, no, because usually when I have guests on the show and I come up with an idea, I just blurt it out.
Okay.
And then I wonder, I wonder if that was too hard, or I wonder.
Right. You know.
But yeah, I usually blurt them out. So
I think that's a good idea. I will look at it. Right.
Then I guess. Maybe sort of a longer run thing would be to decouple it from just debug and release. Other than that, that's a pretty cool tool.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, exactly, man. I think,
excellent.
You know, the thing is, you know, this is like a kind of a small thing that really kind of, you know, puts the icing on the cake and kind of, you know, fits together the end-to-ends and, you know, especially with the preview. I think the preview is like kind of a small little thing that has like big impact and, you know, because let me show you what happens if I have an error inside one of these files as well when I do the preview. So now let's go to web config. Let's say if I misplace this, if I mistype it. So I'll just say it's got DDD, blah, blah, blah. And then let me go ahead and do...
what happens if you just run it?
That's the wrong one, actually. If you just run it,
you
actually would receive a build failure for this.
Ah,
right?
Okay.
Yep. But on preview, you'll get an error inside the output window. And then it says, hey, there was a could not resolve, replace DDD. And then we go right to it, basically.
Cool.
Right. So
that's
it's very,
awesome.
Very cool, man, for sure.
Right. Yep. Sweet. This is what I love about the extensions, and especially extensions you know, that are built by people internally that understand how the guts of the product work and can get answers to their questions if they have them. Nice thing to have that, as you mentioned, you don't have to wait to wind up in the product.
Right. Yeah,
and
exactly.
Then,
it
revs more often, revs as fast as the author or authors get around
to it. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, exactly. I mean,
that's cool.
You know, the rate at which I react is directly related to the rate at which I'm receiving emails and Twitter messages mm-hmm. and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, if there's somebody out there that's listening thinking, hey, I really need X, Y, and Z feature, yeah. They can just, you know, kind of start spamming me or, you know, send me Starbucks gift cards or, you know, whatever, man.
Right. I might have to talk to, I did the compliance training or the ethics training? I'm not sure that that's a scenario that was supported, but we could
look into that. Right. From an official perspective, right. But this is a side project.
Oh, there you go.
Right. Exactly, right.
Yep. I'm not endorsing this. Syed's opinion does not in any way reflect the opinions of Channel 9 or its employees.
Right, exactly.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for showing us Slow Cheetah.
Awesome.
Get this extension, use it, play around with it, let Syed know what you want in it in addition, and we'll see you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.